Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I'm going to continue the four-part series on pool startups. This is part three, and I'm going to talk to the panel about warranty issues with startups and also with the general outcome of a startup. I'll be joined by Dave Penton, who is a local builder in Southern California. He's also one of the hosts of the Ask the Masters podcast, which is a podcast geared towards pool construction and all the aspects of building a pool. Also, I'll be joined by David Rockwell, who is a pool professional that's done a lot of startups, and he's the co-host of the Pool Pro podcast. And Chip Blau is a member of the National Plasters Council, and he's going to give us some insight from that angle. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. And I was going to say, too, let's, besides all the things we're talking about, I would like to reassure the homeowners and the pool techs that are going to do these startups, are going to get these new accounts, that there's some type of warranty behind the work that's involved by the builders. Like, for instance, in the Hawaiian Islands, Kauai and Ojai, I got some members contacting me about Pebble Tech that have rust stains throughout the whole Pebble Tech, and I posted the question I asked the Masters Facebook page, and the answer was basically an impurity in the Pebble Tech. And then I had another homeowner, ironically in Hawaii also, that has some chromium that was used on the concrete stain, and it kind of bled out into the water because they didn't seal it properly, and it turned his surface yellow. These are things that are not uncommon to happen, these kind of things where it may be a warranty issue at that point. So how is the homeowner protected from a Pebble Tech warranty or a plaster warranty? Is there some kind of universal kind of protection for the homeowner or the service guy?
As a builder, so if we're speaking with the homeowner, I'll speak directly to the homeowner. I think it's critical for you to understand the quality of the plasterer that's going to be hired by your pool builder. Or some pool builders do it in-house, but that's a real critical piece. And you want to make sure that they're not just hiring the cheapest guy that's working out of the back of the truck. So you want to be making sure that the plaster company is a good quality company, and then you can evaluate the different manufacturers. You have Wet Edge, you have Pebble Tech, you have Diamond Bright. There's a number of different manufacturers, and they have different warranties based on their the different makeups of the ingredients that they put in there. So it's something that I think many homeowners don't necessarily look into enough, and it's the final dressing. It's what everybody is going to see all the time, and it's the piece that is the most noticeable if it's done poorly. And so I would just encourage homeowners to really dig into that piece with their pool builder.
Warranty is a very important part in any construction process, but you're right. What do people look at when they come out to see their new pool? They look at the interior. That's really the first thing they look, and maybe the deck, but I mean, they're looking at the new interior to see. It's always in a long time of doing this, it's always struck me as funny that you can look at their wall and you can see all kinds of waviness or pock marks or all kinds of stuff, and the wall is just fine. But by golly, if there's a little bit of wave on that top step, it's not right, you know. But as far as the rust stains and the pebble, they're called lignites, and all exposed aggregate manufacturers, not just Pebble Tech. When you're mining that much pebble from wherever you're mining it from, it's a natural product dug out of the ground. and it's screened and it's magnet, and they use big magnets to try to pull out as much iron as they can. And for the most part, most of these manufacturers do a really, really good job of getting the iron out. But every once in a while, you're going to get a stone. It's usually a gold stone, but you're going to get a stone with a little small microscopic vein of iron in it, iron, rust, and water. That's all it is. One of my mentors used to tell me that water is the great equalizer. You know, everything rusts out in water. You can always tell if there's something is going to rust because water will do it. So they're called lignites. And the way we handle them is we have a couple scuba divers on staff. They go swim, take an ice pick, they pop that stone off. And, you know, seeing as how you have 2 million stones in your pool, you usually don't miss one or two or three. That is a warranty issue. That's covered. Homeowners don't have to worry about that at all, as long as the pool's still under warranty. Those things mostly happen in the first couple of years also, when that happens. But as far as Mr. Penton was talking about, you know, if I'm going to buy anything, I get references. If I'm going to spend a lot of money, I usually use a contractor or somebody who's been around. You want somebody that's had a lot of customers, been around for a long time, has a foundation, handles their warranty. I think that's the right way to go. A guy working out of the back of his truck might not have the best warranty. You know,
I think another thing that, in speaking to homeowners, I think you need to really kind of think about what your expectation level should be. Chip kind of referred to as far as the waviness, a plaster wall or a little variation in a driveway is no problem. But in a pool, it gets scrutinized intensely. The same thing with modeling and color changes and so forth. It's a concrete product. It's an organic thing. It is going to model. It is going to change. It is not going to be uniform. Not only do you have the concrete product itself, but you're complicating it by the fact that you're putting it in water. And so the one true expectation you should have is that it's going to model. I had a customer call me out to look at a pool. It was a white, that was Hydrosso, I'll say the name. But the pool, if you stood back and looked at it, looked just beautiful, uniform white. But he took me to the edge of the pool and he goes, "See that little 1 foot section there? Well, it doesn't match that little 1 foot section over here. And what can we do about this? You know, should we redo it?" I said, "You could redo this pool as many times as over as you want, and it's not going to get any better. I could do a no drain or a low alkalinity treatment, and we could drain it and acid wash it. But that what you have is just what cement does. It's actually, if you stand back 3 feet and look at the whole pool, it's uniform. It's beautiful. You have a really nice plaster job here."
Which is how pools are supposed to be looked at.
Stand exactly.
Look at the whole thing.
And so that's where I think builders, plasterers, and service techs need to kind of all be on the same page and not look for the easy answer. Well, it's somebody else's fault, but to really look at the job and go, well, you know, is this a reasonably good job? Is this in the 80th percentile? Is it, you know, was there mistakes made? Was it a problem, or is it just, you know, it's the way plaster should look?
Yeah, that leads into the other part of the question: is what is normal for plaster? Like the modeling, basically defining that as discoloration, kind of. Like if you look at your cement on your driveway, you'll see the different color shades of it, but you don't really notice it too much. But in a pool full with water on a cloudy day, you're going to see some color variations in that. And I guess in the industry, we call that modeling. There's also etching, and there's also other kind of things you'll see on the plaster itself. And in Pebble Tech, you may see some calcium buildup here and there. So what would be considered normal amount of modeling? I know a lot of builders have a clause in their contract explaining discoloration in plaster. In my opinion, I think the light gray plaster is the worst possible color you can pick because that has a huge amount of it looks almost like a modern art after like a week or two. So, you know, what can a customer or the homeowner can expect from their plaster as far as that goes. I think knowing that it's going to happen is one thing, but actually seeing it in their pool, you know, is there any way to reverse it, or what is actually normal?
Chip touched on it a little bit. You know, look at your driveway. Pool plaster, it's nothing special. It's nothing magic. It's concrete. It's cement and different aggregates. And so it's going to be the same as, you know, the stucco plaster on the side of your house. It's going to be, it's just a slight variation of the same materials. And so, you know, you look around at your driveway and, you know, don't look at the oil spots on it, but look at the overall color of it. And it's modeled. Perfect concrete is, I'm not going to say it's impossible, because I have seen it, but getting it perfect is it's almost impossible. And every once in a while, you know, the sun, moon, and stars all align properly and you get a perfect one. But that is the anomaly. And to have some modeling and that is definitely to be expected, and managing the expectations for sure.
People use the word modeling real freely. There is actually a definition for modeling in the pool industry. There's a definition for modeling in the pool industry. I've seen spot etching called modeling, which is not. I've seen pigment masking called modeling, which is not. Modeling is actually light and dark areas in the same plaster pool as it's curing. And what that is it's just different areas drying at different rates. That's all it is. Say you have an 80 perimeter plaster pool, a diver. Okay. The interior area of that might be 800 square feet, 900 square feet. Okay. That's a lot of surface area. It's hand mixed on the truck, pumped into the pool, hand troweled by different guys. It's not going to all dry at the same rate. There's going to be some that dry a little faster, some that dry a little slower. And the ones that dry a little slower are going to be a little bit behind in the cure. So it's not all going to cure at the same rate. So the parts that cure a little slower are a little bit behind the other parts. They're going to be a little darker because they're holding a little bit more moisture in the mix. And so in the sun, you can't really see it as much. Usually in the shade, you can see those areas more. But that's all it is. And if water chemistry is kept correct, and the pool is serviced in the correct way, in time, usually in the first 3 or 4 months, that modeling will usually go away. If it doesn't go away, then it's probably not modeling. It's probably something else. And the pool professional should go, the plaster company should go out and diagnose it and check out and see what it is. But real modeling is just different drying ratios in the same plaster surface.
So that, you might have explained something that I've kind of wondered about right there, because what I see over the course of as the plaster cures out, as I service the pool for the first month and sometimes on pools beyond, the plaster does change the appearance of it. There's white spots show up and then they'll go away and show up somewhere else. The plaster does change over the course of that first month.
Yes. Yeah. No, it does. And the end result, if water chemistry is kept correct, if the plaster was a good job, then the end result should be a nice white pool. Obviously, it should be uniform, nice and white. Perfect? Nothing's perfect. It's a hand-troweled, hand-formed, hand-made cementitious surface. Mined, it's a naturally mined surface. It's never going to be perfect, you know. And that's what you talked about, and I think Mr. Fenton talked about expectations. And I like the way you talked. You actually explained to homeowners the correct thing. You know, I'd love all pool services to do that. Darker colors tend to model more because you see, if I take a white t-shirt, everything looks white. You don't really see the dark. You won't see dark and light areas. If I take a black t-shirt, then you're going to see dark and light areas more, because they show up more. It's the same thing. A black pool is going to show calcium more because calcium's white. So black pools tend to have more modeling as they're curing.
So I hope after listening to the first two parts and then this part here on the warranty issues of a pool plaster or Pebble Tech that you feel more confident about having a pool constructed. And if you're a service tech, of course, I hope you feel more confident about the startup process. And I hope you stay tuned for part four, where we wrap up the startup panel and talk about other things regarding the startup process. And if you're looking for the other parts of this podcast, you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, you're going to see a podcast icon. Click on that. It'll take you to the listing of the episodes, and you can scroll down and listen to part one and part two of this series. And also in the description of this podcast, you're going to see the links for the other parts. If you're in the industry and you're looking to enhance your business or you're starting out, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining the coaching program. And again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.